I'm Louise Riskin, and Sheikh Afari Hot invited me here for tonight. And I first want to talk about how grateful I am to be in this holy space. Because I have many memories of this holy space. And I had always have a memory of it as being a huge space because of the huge spirit that has been in here. Especially, I must say, Musfer Effendi and Noor, who, and now the space and the spirit is in their name. And Musfer Effendi had the nickname of Ashki, and Noor Ashki have formed a circle that is existing now and thriving now, and Sheikh Afari Hot is the humble servant of the circle, and it's a great privilege to be in this space. That's the actual sanctuary and worship place and prayer place and meeting place of the hearts. And the great, you know, tears that I've heard cried in here and the songs that I've heard sung in here, and it brings to mind, you know, that all the great servants of God kind of have a cry that echoes deep in you. And one of the cries of Musfer Effendi, who is kind of the body of this place, I would say we're kind of in his body right now. He was so such a big spirit, and he actually brought this great stream of mystical Islam here. And the great cry that I remember of his was that God is tired of philosophy. He wants love. Mm. This is something that really has resonated within me, that he's tired of philosophy. He wants love. And to me, this, to all of us, it means so many different things, but certainly we all know a great deal about religion. As I look around the room, many people who are sitting here could be sitting here. And we all know so much, and we have applied so much. And tonight, I thought we could apply even more to get deeper into this great love, because it's not only a very special space, but it's a very special time. And well, before I get to that, I think I'm better... I hear the cry of Noor. Noor, the cry of Noor, who was the successor of Musfer Effendi, his great cry that really resonated within me is, nothing exists but love. That nothing exists but love. That nothing exists but love. And he gave many teachings and made beautiful hymns and did beautiful healings, and it was all in the name of love. And he was so, both of them actually were so filled with love that people would recognize it. And if you would be with these holy beings in a restaurant or a train or in any kind of, you know, worldly place where everybody's hurrying on, scurrying around, people would be magnetized to them like kind of bees to honey. And they would just want to be in their presence. And when I met Musfer Effendi, I was completely lost. I was so lost that I really was seriously thinking about killing myself. And I met him in an office where he was coming to have his first book published into English. And when he looked, when I saw his face, I actually saw another dimension. I think I saw reality. I saw reality. I saw God's love. And it took me a long, long time to kind of grow up, I would say, near that love and with him. I'm still growing up. But it was like that song, Amazing Grace, where you're blind and then you see. to be in the presence of these beings, you actually suddenly saw this thing that you have in your soul, that your soul is seeing, but you don't usually see it. And that's one of our, going to be one of our topics tonight, this, you know, healing of this blindness. So that is the space we're in. We're definitely in the space of Ashki and Nur, and it's actually with us all the time. It's just a question of our awareness of it. But these people, and Sheikh Afariha, as they're holding the transmission, brings this awareness. So it's a great privilege to be in this atmosphere. And as far as the time goes, it's this great moment of, I think it was just the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, his birthday. So just the other day was the celebration of Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, his birthday. And what is the birthday of Muhammad? I wonder. And I looked in the, Tom led me to the earshot to see what Mustafa Effendi said. And Mustafa Effendi says about the birth of Muhammad, peace and blessings, that he quoted the 27th chapter of the Quran, and he said that we have sent you only to bring mercy unto all creation. This like birth of mercy, this birth of mercy has come this week. And tonight, in a few minutes, is Passover. It's another great moment of God's mercy where the
Saturday was the Buddha's birthday.
And Saturday was the Buddha's birthday. And that's very moving. And then we're facing into Friday and Sunday of Easter, so the resurrection, we're in a moment and a space, like a kind of a vortex here, and I think tonight we need to hurl ourselves into that vortex and be healed. That's what I'm asking for each of us tonight, that we're going to have a healing tonight because it is such a bright night of light. I mean, I think we should pray. God, you've come in all of these lights and all of these jewels and all of these languages and natures and characters and realms. And God, you've come even as ourselves, because we've heard from Mustafa Effendi, even your own true self is also he. God, we know that we're nothing but the containers of this great spirit, but something is separating us from this complete awareness, God. So we're asking tonight for a healing. We're asking to be made whole. Mm-hmm. We're asking for some pain and struggle to end, God, and for us to be completely drowned in this sea of love. Mm-hmm. God, we've heard a great story of a salt doll that went to examine the ocean and just dissolved in that ocean. And that's mm-hmm. what we're asking for. We don't want any more separation from you, O Lord. And we're asking for this healing tonight because the world is crying and dying for your love. Mm-hmm. And you've sent us in this human form to be bearers of love. Mm-hmm. And we can't do it, God. We can't do it because of our obstructions. And you have sent in this very time these great embodiments of the truth, God, and we're asking that their spirit come through here tonight mm-hmm. and penetrate us. We know so much, God, but we hear that you're tired of the knowledge. You want the love, God. You want this outpouring of love, God. So if you would just come here, God, and give us more awareness. We know you're here. We know you're present. We're asking for more awareness of your healing power, your wholeness, and your love. God, make us vessels of that peace, mm-hmm. that healing, so that we can be of greater service. We're mm-hmm. asking to go to lie down in this tomb of limitation and to awaken in mm-hmm. into this resurrected spirit of mm-hmm. unlimited love, God, that doesn't know conditions, that doesn't know separation, that doesn't know enemies, mm-hmm. that doesn't know other, that doesn't even know a mirror, God, but takes it all in as oneself and one's life and one's love. Mm-hmm. We pray this in the name of the ones who carried this cry, God, and all of them who are here in spirit tonight, God, too numerous to mention, but you know we all have a special name in our heart, God, and we just bring that name forward now as we pray in the name of love. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, yes, we need to heal these wounds to be of service, and the wound is caused only by this idea of separation in our mind. There is no separation. It's an illusion of separation. Actually, it's a lie of separation, but it has a great purpose, and that is, as we move through this illusion and this lie, we come into more and more light, and we could have been born just as light beings, but God has wanted us to be in a process that we would have to, by our own choice, wake up. We have to wake up by our own choice. We could have been born completely awake, but now we're given the choice, and now is our big moment. That destiny is calling us to awaken now. And we hear the song, you know, Dervish awaken, that we've been sleeping. And Jesus himself, you know, asking the disciples to stay awake with him, but they have to sleep. And he says, sleep on, you know, sleep on, because he has come fully as us in human flesh. And he himself is going to be this Passover lamb that's going to end the separation. So what comes into my heart, which is apparently up here at the moment, thank God, is that Sheikha Fariha made a request to talk about Mary, to, you know, bring Mary into this. Oh, oh, so sweet to see you. It's like, that's like seeing Musafer Effendi. If Musafer Effendi walked in right now, I wouldn't be more happy.
I know, I was longing to see you too. So I'm late, so I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're not interrupting, you're actually lifting. That's beautiful to see you. Mary, I was talking about Mary, and even at the very inception of Jesus, God is going to make visible this complete break of cause and effect, of human worry and fear. And he's going to come to Mary, and through the power of his Holy Spirit, he's going to have her conceive this holy being. And Mary's response when she's told this is, behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it to me according to thy will. In other words, she is just ready, willing, and able to be this total receptive being to the love of God. Her humanness, we have to imagine how frightening it is and how unworthy and confused and even maybe resentful, like why me, that she might feel in the human sensibility. But she has an incredibly special place in humanity for one reason and one reason only, that is her receptivity. And so that is who we want to call upon, especially tonight, to open ourselves to that receptivity. Another great thing she said at that moment was that my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. That this is our actual birthright too, in her family, that we have a soul that at all the time is magnifying the truth, that it's within us, that all of this is already within us, and what we have to break through is the separation with the wound. So tonight, we're not going to have our philosophy. We're going to actually contemplate our wound, because clarity is what we're called on in this light. And we have to be fearless about having, we're not going to yell it out, but we have to be fearless to yell it out, to make the cry within ourselves, because each one of us is actually aware of where we are doubting and fearing and resenting and drinking and drugging and all the envying, having greed, and it all can be actually summarized as fear. That we have this tremendous fear that drives us, and it's ready to use anything and everything to magnify itself. So we have this picture of these great magnifications. One is the soul all the time magnifying the love of God, the mercy of God. The soul only is crying yes all the time. And it's an amazing thing. I'm sure everybody here has experienced it, some more, you know, in words and others in feeling, that in the most tragic moment of your life, when something has been lost, something has been disappointing in terms of like an actual death of something that you've loved or someone you've loved or something you've lost, you can actually, in your prayer of despair and through your tears, you can actually hear your soul crying yes. Your soul is always in union with God, and you can actually hear your soul crying yes. That's why it's very helpful in a time of tremendous tragedy to try to do everything you can to just pray into it, even if it just is the prayer that says, "Help me, God." Because as you say, "Help me, God," you can feel your soul merge with God saying yes, that you are in a state of wholeness and union with God, that there is no separation. But then the mind and the fear has its own magnification, and it's this constant duality. It's a constant argument and duality. So that's what the wound and split and rupture is. The wound is that duality. It's the idea that certain things are going on that God does not approve of. Certain things are going on that God doesn't want going on. Nothing can overcome God. Nothing could, that in Harlem we say, Satan is mighty, but God is almighty. That Satan is very mighty. Satan is very cruel and powerful, but he cannot be overcome by God. And God does test us. God does present tremendous mysteries of crisis and tragedy and things that people absolutely don't believe he exists, because things get so rough and cruel. But the fact is, there are things we just cannot understand. And it is mysterious. And that's where the surrender comes in. But we're not surrendering to an empty vacuum. We're surrendering to the voice of our soul, which is already healed and whole. So that is what, in this great vortex of light and love, I'm asking for us each to do tonight. That we're going to take a few moments of frightening, you know, silence, during which we're going to just see what comes up for us. What is it that is separating us from knowing that we are perfect, that God is perfect, and that we are completely whole as we are right now, that we don't actually have to be fixed or changed except for this problem of separation. This problem of separation from God. That's our only problem. Not actual separation, the lie of separation. So I'm just asking everybody to close their eyes for a moment, and we're just going to try to go in there. And before we go in there, there's a song. I don't know if I'm courageous enough to sing it now, but it comes up for me. It's a song about Passover, but it's sung in the Black Baptist Church. And the song says, "We don't have to slay the lamb anymore. We don't have to put no more blood on the door. Someone has taken the place of the lamb. He is the great I am." And it's the song about the fact that God has come and love has come in this, wrapped up in this flesh, and that he's going to take the place of any separation. He's going to die to end any separation. He's going to even end the separation between life and death, so that there's absolutely nothing to fear. And that any notion that we have of sin or problems or wounds or sickness is only about separation. Sin is only about separation. Meaning that the only sin is separation. So we have to get through this separation. So I'm asking you tonight, we're going to, for a few moments in silence, just we're going to pray into having something revealed to us that is making us doubt and fear, and we're carrying a wound of some kind. And it could be depression, it could be painful loneliness, it could be that you're very angry at God because something's been taken away from you, or that you're not getting something that you want. It could be because some person has betrayed you very, very deeply. It could be because you have a sickness in your body that nobody can do anything about and you feel hopeless. It could be about your children or your parents or a friend or a neighbor who is tormenting you beyond your capacity to cope. It could be something that you've never ever imagined or thought of before that is wounding you deeply. And it could be something from the distant past that is buried, that you've buried under layers of plain denial. So that's what I'm asking for in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, that you see this thing, that you see your wound, and I'm going to just be silent while you contemplate it, not alone, but in this great atmosphere and moment of love. Now, while you still have your eyes closed and you are perceiving this wound, this separation, in the Baptist tradition, the Word of God, Scripture, is considered the medicine for the wound. So, the Word of God, the cry of Jesus, especially at this time, coming into the Garden of Gethsemane and facing his own challenge, is not my will, but thine be done. And he prays this prayer on his face on the ground. And he asks that his great destiny of being crucified be taken from him. But if he has to go, he's going to go. And he says again, not my will, but thine be done. So I'm just asking for you to apply this medicine onto this wound, for you to actually say into this wound, to lay this balm of Gilead, this salve on this wound, and I'm asking you to see if you can put this, not my will, but thine be done, for you to turn yourself, give yourself over in this situation, this feeling that you see, if you can do it now. Can you give this problem completely over to God from whence it came and merge back, get out of the separation and merge back in completely with God? Let us pray. God, we come before you as humbly as we know how, God, and we know that Mary also said, when she had her perfect receptivity, she said, with God, all things are possible. God, we know that this healing tonight is completely possible, and it's your will, God, that will bring it to pass. God, we want to just thank you for giving us a glimpse for real of our wound. That thing that is separating us from being you. That when people see us, they actually see you. That they don't see doubt and fear and confusion and separation and resentment and despair. They see you, Lord. They see light, love, peace, joy, patience, and unconditional receptivity, never doubting or fearing, God. God, we want people to see you in us. We want people to look at us and see these great ones that have come before us. We want them to see the light of Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We want them to see the Buddha's compassion. We want them to see Mary's open heart, the womb of the perfect heart. We want them to see Jesus in his mercy. And we want them to see Moses in his transporting everyone into the promised land. God, that's who we are. You've made us the crown of your creation, God, and we're limiting you. We're limiting you. God, we are now turning this over entirely to you. Help us, God, and we will be helped. Strengthen us, and we will be strengthened. God, we're asking this not only for ourselves, so that we could be of true service, God. The situation is desperate, God. We're hearing the call for us, each one of us, God, to be these light bearers, these truth bearers, these lovers, these people with the open arms that never close. These eyes that don't sleep, this sleep of separation. Please, God, deliver us out on this Passover. Mm-hmm. Deliver us out of this limitation. Mm-hmm. Deliver us out from the world without Muhammad to the world where he is born. Mm-hmm. Deliver us through the crucifixion, God, of our limited self, mm-hmm. into this morning of deathlessness and fearlessness and love. Mm-hmm. God, please do this. And we will not do this in the spirit of glorifying ourselves, God, but we will glorify thee, God. We're not ashamed of you, God. We're not ashamed of ourselves, God. We know that this is all of your tender mercy, God. Please just heal the doubt. We pray this in the names of all the victorious ones who've recognized their true identity and who speak with the soul that they hear silently, quietly, the still small voice from within. In the names of those victorious, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I feel so much boundaryless, the fire of Noor and his refusal to have anybody not be his friend. And his refusal to have an enemy, his refusal to have, he had no boundaries. He had no rejection. He had no separation. And to have known a being like this, it makes you want that. And people who knew him felt that he was them. We felt that was us, that we were looking at us. But how could it be? Because he was this just being of love. It is because that is who we are. That's our actual identity. We each are this being of love. We have to awaken into this true identity. So in his spirit, I would like help to try to sing. He, I would get all shooken up, you know, what if you die? What if you're not here anymore? And he would say to me, I live in my songs. Everything I am is in my songs. And if you want me, you sing my songs, and I'm fully there. So I would like to have help to sing his song, This Great Love. Mm-hmm. He had a song.
I get the books.
Thank you. And we can sing this song. I could tell you the beginning of the song is this great love of vast and stormy ocean, absolutely free from limitation. This great love is the true secret of the friend. Whoever tastes that love will never find its end. And this is the spirit that is available to us, especially here tonight. So, oh, we're going to see the great holy books. That's beautiful. Here's the great holy books of the songs written by the music, as I remember, was the music of the old traditional music of the hymns of old
62.
Istanbul, and this order, and these were translated out, just the spirit of the songs, of the hymns, first they were sung by the founder, then they were learned, I sat when they were taught to my sister here in Turkish, then they were translated out into English, and then they were continued to be translated and written by Sheikh Fariha. So, especially this first verse and this last verse. And I just want to read the last verse. Those who enter this arena of great love lose their head beneath love's brilliant flashing sword. Become love, become the truth, become the one. Whoever tastes love will never be the same. This is an actual experience. It's an experience. It's the from Scripture, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is not just by philosophy. That we have to have the flavor of this thing, and we have to each taste it for ourselves. And eventually, we become this flavor that other people taste. That's what we're asking for tonight. So let me have some help, please. We're going to sing. Everybody just chime in. There's a tradition in this, stream of the spirit, that this is not a musicale. This is not a choral effort. This is not show business. It's not theater. And there is no good or bad singing. This is the heart crying out. In desperation. So please do not be affected by any sense you have of your talents. And here, why don't you give this to my friend Lindy, and I'll take my old, let's see, is it still the same old numbers?
It's, no, I don't think it's the same. But it might be.
I don't know if my, I never went up there.
Here's another one. You can have this one.
Okay.
62. Yeah, 62. And it's different.
Oh, mine is 42. I just...
Okay, 42. Me. You found it. Is it the same words,
yes,
you think?
So should okay. We sing the first and the last?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This great love that's vast and stormy ocean, absolutely free from limitation. This great love is the true secret of Quran. Whoever tastes love will never be the same. Those who enter this arena of great love lose their sword, become love, become the truth, become the one. Whoever tastes love will never be the same.
I think we better sing the other verses.
This great love that a holy wine of Ashi clarify. The rose petals fire of noble Abraham. This great love is the deep secret of the friend. Whoever tastes love will never find its end. This great love is monstrous cry on a heart. Neither night nor day, but only truth exists. This great love is our divine essence. Whoever tastes love is beyond praise and blame. Those who enter this arena of great love lose their heads beneath love's brilliant flashing sword. Become the truth, become the one. Whoever tastes love will never be the same.
Is there anything that anybody would like to pray or say in this moment? Yes.
You mentioned actually a favorite hymn of mine. If you could sing that, I'd love to hear it. I haven't heard it in a long time. And there might be some people who never heard that hymn. I'm a musician myself. It's something I used to sing all the time, a long time ago. It's called Mama Gilead.
Oh, that's a beautiful song. We can try to sing that. And I think you're the person who a long time ago gave me a book that has actually rescued my life. I haven't seen you. You and I once took a walk on the river, and you had a book. A holy book, and you gave it to me, and I haven't seen you since that moment.
Praise God, Father, Yeshua, and Holy Spirit.
I'll tell you what it said in that book. It says that the bottom line of religious life is that when you are obsessed with a problem, and you are drowning and suffering, and you cannot get your mind up and out of it. If you can just bring into your mind God Himself, just the name of God, or an attribute of God, God is peace, God is omniscient, God is holy, anything. If you can actually just move into your mind the knowledge of God or a memory, because we get so overwhelmed that we cannot even bring that into our mind. And I have been really practicing that since you gave me that book, and it seems almost nauseatingly simple, like it's just too simple, you know, it has to be complicated or elaborate. I cannot tell you how that has healed me, myself. And the fact that you gave me your book, you know, I can't tell you how much it has meant to me. It was a long time ago. I have not seen you. I actually am recognizing you by your voice more than anything.
Well, I heard you sing that.
Can you sing Balm and Gilead?
Oh, I'll tell you, I forgot most of the lyrics, but I know you know the lyrics.
Okay, can you start us?
Okay, there is a balm
in Gilead that makes the wounded whole. There is sin sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think it's all in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. Anybody else like to add anything? Or sing? Yes.
The wound is the belief in the lack of possibility. And I pray not to be frightened by it and not to be separated from it, but to see through it. Thank you.
I like to say that to really see the wounds as the messenger from love itself. To give us the capacity to see them as the messenger that they're literally bearing a gift. And this is what Rumi says, to be able to see them as allies.
Did everybody hear that? Could you just say it really loud, like a Baptist preacher?
I like to pray that for really from here to all being, to see what we see as wounds or as separation, to see them as our messenger from the love itself, from our core of our being to our present psyche, as a doorway, and bearing the gift of love itself. And to have the capacity to see them as our allies. And actually see them as the gatekeeper for love.
You think that's why some people receive the stigmata? What you're talking about? The ones that are the messengers of love?
Would you grace us with a Rumi song?
Oh, sure. Give me my little thing.
Oh, good.
I would also like to see the wounds as the handfuls of dirt that we throw on the grave when someone dies. And for us to remember that that's part of our humanity, and for us to live in that moment, because it's a very sacred one. Because we're dust and we're dirt, but we do it in love, in recognition of the person who's lived and the life that we will continue living. But that dirt that we put on the grave with the shovel is a wound as well, which we should rejoice in.
And I'd like to add what I said, as Sheikh Nur said, everything is, nothing is but love. And to be able to see the capacity of our wound, it's the love itself in disguise, like Elijah or Khidr.
Hmm.
Which complete disguise. Hmm. I've seen this one.
Please.
Vajra rangu binishan kimana han kimana binao anchina Kishavadin Ramon Iman Sumkin Inchinin Sokin Ramon Kimana گفتی اسرار در میان آور کومی آور در این میان کن کومی آور در این میان کن بهرمان غرق گرمشتم در خیش با غجب بهر بیکران که من وان جهان مرا اومد کین هر دو گم شد از نران جهان که من
Would it be possible for you to tell some of what you what that means?
Yes. This is from Rumi, and he says, how nameless and traceless I am, and when will I see myself in such way that I am? When this movement, he calls the mind movement, when this movement will be stilled, distilled within this movement I am. You ask me to bring the secret in the middle. I came and look in the sea, in the middle I am. This ocean of self, myself, drowned in the ocean of self, in the ocean of love, this bottomless, shoreless ocean that I am. Free from gain and loss, both within loss and gain I am. Don't ask me for this world or hereafter. I have lost both, in that world I am. Mm. I said, oh beloved, you are my seeing, you are what sees through my eyes. He said, yes, and also what is seen. I said, oh, beloved, you are that. He said, be silent, I'm the name that has not come to your tongue. I said, I'll be the tongue that does not utter your name. Beloved said, utterance without tongue I am. I was disappearing in the dark, in the black sky like a full moon, running everywhere without feet. A voice said, stop and look, hidden in this appearance I am. When I met Shamsa Tabriz, Rumi's teacher, I knew I am the essence of oceans, treasures, and existence. I am that I am. I am, I am, I am.
Sheikh Afar, how can we ask you for a prayer? May every breath Allah be your breath. May this body, mind, heart, and soul be you, Allah. And may we know it to be you. And in this knowing, may we become complete servants of your love and servants of your mercy. And servants of your forgiveness, because we are forgiven. How can we not serve forgiveness and we are loved? How can we not be servants of your love? Allah, remove all the veils from our heart that keep us separate from this life, from this life of complete love. And bless everyone here, bless Lutfia, Louise, and every moment of her life and all her beautiful expansion and magnificent beauty, and bless every heart here in its beauty, and may we allow each other, may we grant each other the space to be. And may you make us completely free of judgment and free of recrimination, and completely live in this now, in this moment now that you give us anew each time, this grace to be completely free in you, and servants of you, enslaved in your love. That's all that we desire, is to be the slaves of your love, Allah. And may all the people from all the traditions come to love each other and understand the beauty
of the traditions, the beauty of the sacred gifts that divine love has granted to humanity, each in different shapes and cups and colors, and so that we may have more to rejoice in, because your bounty is infinite. And bless this city of peace and knowledge and understanding. And may it stand in, against all adversity of limited mind, and limited self. And may the true city of peace, the true Jerusalem, be revealed in the midst of our human family, by loving each other and seeing, as Louise prayed, that we see God as we see each other. And we ask this in the name of your beloveds, the ones you've sent to us to call us back to you, the ones who shine forth with your light and your love and your beauty and your knowing, to call up the heart back to itself, back to you. Forgive us, Allah, and take us to our heart completely. Take us to you. Amen, amen, amen. Al-Fatiha. And we ask this, I ask this in the name of the beloved Muhammad, the one who is pure praise, pure vessel of praise, pure vessel of your mercy. Al-Fatiha. Amen. In the name of Jesus the Beloved, in the name of Maryam, the Truthful, in the name of Fatima, the Enlightened, in the name of Moses, the one who speaks with God, the holder of the tablets of the Holy Law, in the name of Miriam, the Grateful, who rose upon passing through the Red Sea, in the name of Jacob and Joseph and Abraham and all the tribes, in the name of the Holy Buddha and all the beings, all hearts, without exception.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think we've covered all of our love. Love has covered us. So I ask that we all go forth in peace and have memory of this holy night and continue to let the cup runneth over. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's kind of interesting that Jesus... That